Open your Bibles to John chapter 3 and verse 14. It reads like this: As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. The two greatest banners that has ever been unfurled was the uplifted serpent and the uplifted Savior. And yet, there is a difference between them. The theater of one was the desert, and the audience was only a few thousand Israelites. The theater of the other was the universe, and the audience was the whole of mankind. From one came healing for the body, for the other flowed healing for the soul, unto life everlasting. Though Jesus came to die, he insisted that it would be voluntary, and not because he would be too weak to defend himself. The only cause for his death was love. As he told Nicodemus, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish." On this night, when this old man came to see the divine master, who had startled the world with his miracles, our Lord told his story. He who is the Son of God became the Son of Man because the Father sent him on a mission of redeeming mankind through love. Jesus came to die for mankind. If there is anything that a good teacher wants, it's a long life in which to make his teachings known and to gain wisdom and experience. Death is always a tragedy to a great teacher. When Socrates was given that hemlock juice, his message was cut off once and for all. Death was a stumbling block to Buddha and his teaching of the Eightfold Way. Socrates had taught that sin was due to ignorance, and that therefore knowledge would make a good and perfect world. The Eastern teachers were concerned about men being carried away in some great wheel of fate. Therefore, the recommendations of Buddha that men be taught to crush their desires and thus find peace. When Buddha died at 80 years old, he pointed not to himself, but to the law that he had given. Confucius's death stopped his moralizing about how to perfect a state by means of kindness and loving one another. These men of the past, learned men, self-proclaimed teachers of the people, thought they had an answer to the sinful condition of mankind. Socrates said that the sins of the people were due to ignorance. We have a group like that today who say that all we need to do is educate the people and they will quit rioting in the street. They will quit burglarizing our stores and hijacking our cars if we could just educate them. Buddha said temperance was the key to a civilized generation. If we could just teach the people to be temperate and to crush their evil desires, society would be a peaceful place. Even today, we have learned people, self-proclaimed experts and wise men, who think they know the answer. Some will say education is the answer. Others will say feed the people, give them money. Because poverty is the reason for the violence we have in our cities today. None of these teachers or proclaimed wise people speak nothing of the heart. All of the sins that we see today, the violence, the stealing, the killing, all come from the heart of the people. Jesus tells us that there is only one way. You must be born again. There must be a spiritual work performed by God only on the inward parts of a person in order to set him on the right course. I hope this 5 minutes has been an encouragement to you. You can get in touch with me at BibleStrong316@gmail.com or log on to our website at BibleStrong316.org.